Good morning, this is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. My name is William Meagle. I have a question. I'm basically caring for my stepdaughter. She got diagnosed with severe neuropathy like
How
four to
old is
five
she?
months ago. She's 42.
Okay, so you could get
And
paid to
she, yeah,
take care of
she,
her.
pardon me?
I said you could get compensated to take care of her. Is that what you're calling for?
Yes. Can I?
Yes.
How do I go about doing that?
What kind of insurances does she have?
I think
Health
she has,
insurance.
I think she has UPMC, but I have to double check on that.
Well,
I know her mom does.
I can find her in the system. Let me see what she has. Let me see if she's eligible to submit the referral. Are you going to be the one that's going to be getting paid to take care of her? Okay.
Yes.
Are you going to be the only one, or you want to add someone else to the care plan?
No, I'm going to be the only one.
What's your stepdaughter's first and last name?
August, like the month, schmuck. Schmuck.
Schumck.
No, M-U, like schmuck. Muck.
Can you spell that out for me one more time? You're coming in and out. You're fading.
Okay, Schmuck.
Got it. And her date of birth, sir?
8/10/83.
And what county does she reside in?
Lancaster County.
And her home address?
211 Main Street, Denver.
Denver, what?
PA, I'm sorry, Pennsylvania.
Zip code?
17517.
And a good number to reach her?
Just use my phone.
I need a
I don't
number
know
for her.
her. Oh, 717-721-0938. That's
And
my
your
number.
and what's your name, sir?
William
William, what's your
Meagle,
last name?
MIEGEL, Meagle.
So M as in Mary, IEGEL.
Yes.
Okay. Let me check her eligibility codes. 1 second, okay? Because
Yeah,
if she's eligible.
she keeps getting denied for, she's tried to apply for some kind of disability on a Social Security disability, whatever, and she keeps getting denied. I mean, we actually put her in a home rehab center for a little bit, for a week, and they were going to do rehab. They only did rehab one time in that 7 days she was in there, and then at the last, towards the end, they said, "Hey, you're good enough to go," and they let her go. Even though she's walking with a walker right now. And then she's only 42, and to me, that's not good. And she keeps getting denied at every turn. Her mom's at her wit's end; she don't know what to do. So, then we had a physical therapist come into the house, and he was only showing up once a week, and he was always like an hour, sometimes an hour and a half late. Now today she has a therapy appointment. I'm taking her to at 5 o'clock. They
So
do therapy for an
she
hour.
has active Medicaid, which is good, and she has
Yes.
the eligibility codes to submit the referral. But I'm gonna have you write some information down, okay? Because we're gonna start the process today on her behalf, all right?
All right, let me you said I have to write some stuff down.
You're gonna need a notebook, a notepad, somewhere where you can reference back to this material because you're gonna need it for future reference. So just let me know when you're ready, okay?
Yep. Won't be long. I'm gonna put you on speaker.
Take your time, sir.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Are we adding the mom to the care plan?
I'm sorry.
Are you adding her mom?
Should I?
If you're
I
going
mean,
to be the only
I'm.
one,
Yes. Yes.
we'll leave you for now. And if you want to add her later on, then you just call me and let me know.
Well, you can add. You might as well just add her since I, Yeah, go ahead. I mean, it's her daughter. I'm a stepdad.
Yeah, but if she's not going to get paid to take care of her, I don't need her information.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Never mind then.
That's
Never
why I
mind
said
then.
if in the future you say, Jasmine, I want to hire, her mom is going to be the backup aide because I found a job, or I'm going to go to work,
Okay.
or
All right.
then you
Yes.
call me and
I
then we'll
got you.
send her the hiring application. She's a backup.
Okay. Sounds good.
Are there any children in the home?
No. Well, her daughter, August's daughter sometimes comes to visit, but she does not live there.
Is she a child?
She's no, 17, I think.
She's a minor. That's a minor.
Yeah. But she just comes to visit. That's it.
But she does not reside in the home. Okay.
No.
And she is with UPMC.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. You checked, right? Yeah, okay.
I'm in the system right now. I can see that her Medicaid is active, and she has the eligibility code to submit the referral.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. So the state has to come out and do what's called a physical assessment. That's when they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours she gets. In the meantime, we're going to be processing you for work.
All right. What time are you going to leave here? What? Oh, it's okay.
Give me 1 second, sir. You ready for that information or not yet?
Yes, go ahead. I'm ready right now. Yep.
I want you to write broker number down.
Okay.
Broker number.
Okay, hold on.
Medicaid broker number.
Oh, Medicaid. All right.
Yeah, because we're calling Medicaid. Medicaid is the only program right now that's covering the program you want for her.
Okay, go ahead. I got
it's
you.
877-550-4227. That's
877-550-4227. Okay, repeat that number one more time.
877.
Yep.
550.
550. Yes.
4227.
2427.
4227.
4227. Got it.
Now I want you to write Medicaid ID number next to that. I'm going to give you her Medicaid ID because you're going to need it.
All right.
It's 790.
790. Yep.
182.
182.
3471.
3471.
Did you ever find Augie's phone number?
Okay.
790-182-3471. I'm just waiting on August's phone number.
Oh, you're waiting on August's phone number. Okay.
I need it. Do you have it?
Let me just double check on my contacts.
Mm-hmm.
I might, yes. All right. August. Okay, it's hang on, let me see. 484.
Mm-hmm.
374.
Mm-hmm.
7833.
Got it. And did you want
to give me another? Did you give me another number to write down?
I did. I gave you the Medicaid ID number, which is
1823471. 3471. Yep, I got it.
Okay. Underneath that, now I want you to write the agency's information. So Family First Care is going to be your hiring agency that's going to hire you and assist her onto services, okay? So it's Family First Care.
Okay.
The agency's phone number is 267-551.
Yep.
7400. That's 267-551-7400.
Got you.
And my name is Jasmine. Okay, Mr. William?
Jasmine, all right.
I'm waiting to see if one of our coordinators is available. Okay, just give me 1 second.
Okay. I mean, if he's busy, you can have him call me back.
1 second. I'm just trying to see if anyone is available so they can send you your hiring application, at least get that out the way, and assist you with the call to the broker. Do you want to list her mom as an emergency contact?
Yes.
What's her name?
Laurel, L-O-R-E-L-L, the same last name, obviously.
A good number to reach her?
Let me check my contacts. I don't have her number memorized.
Bojo.
I always text her. I hardly ever call her. No. All right, let's see here. All right, here we go.
Bojo.
Information. 717.
Okay.
621.
Uh-huh.
7380.
Okay.
It's only 11 o'clock. It's only 11 o'clock. We got some time.
Well, that's, you fucking have that time faster.
Hmm?
You have that time fast.
Oh, yeah, I do, yes. Because I did lose power in my house.
Twice.
You did?
Twice.
Oh. Yeah, I came home here, and I'm looking. I see that blinking, and that's off. I'm like, yeah, I did lose power.
Bonjo.
Stop it, Bonjo. Come on.
All right, I don't have anyone available at this moment, but okay. Call the broker. Mr. William, call the broker. Let them know that August is in need of home care services. Schedule her in, okay? Then you're going to call me back. And let me know what they told you. Hopefully somebody will be available by then. If not, then they will call you to get you up and running with your hiring application, okay?
Okay, to say I call you back at the same number I called the first time?
I'm going to give you my direct number. It's 267-551.
Okay, hang on for a second here.
751.
Okay.
267-551.
267. Oh.
551-7410.
Yep. 7410.
You got it.
All right. Gotcha. Gotcha. Thank you.
Call the broker right now because at this time, they're not as busy. Okay. If you wait even an hour, the lines get congested. All right.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, William.
And this is your Jasmine.
Jasmine. Yep.
That's your name.
You're going to call me for everything. Okay.
Yes, I will.
All right, Mr. Welcome to Family First. Call me if you need me.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye bye.